This is Misha Riddell for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with Tony Marsh at 8318 4th Street in Los Angeles on September 10th, 2009, disc number one. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad
we are getting started, and I thank you for making time in what is really an amazingly hectic schedule, the first week of school. Your new show just opened it. Frank Lloyd, which I saw yesterday, by the way, and is really beautiful.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure to see that number of pieces really nicely displayed.
I haven't seen the display.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I just dropped the work off, and I trust Frank
to
install work. He does it very well.
Yes, he was playing with the lights and the shadows as I was there, so he was just fine-tuning and fine-tuning again. But that that show, how many, that represents How much time, how much, the past year's worth of work, the past 2 years' worth of work, 6 months?
Well, that exhibition, I had planned for that exhibition to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to make a different type of work, and I couldn't make it work. I could not make it work, and I wanted to show two bodies of work together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the perforated pieces. I had made a larger perforated vessel with larger objects in it and slightly bigger holes, and I became very excited by that because I hadn't made one as big as that ever.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time they're much more petite, and they're delicate, and something happened visually by making a bigger one. It excited me
mm-hmm.
enormously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't expect that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to make two bodies of work, one that was perforated, one that bore color. You know, I wanted to work with color more. And I couldn't make it function. And I just felt like I had no more time to try to make it work, and I would put it on the shelf, and I'll make it work later.
Right.
it will come around, but
mm-hmm.
It just didn't happen to be in the cards and the timetable for this exhibition.
Right.
So it goes, you know.
Yes, exactly. When you say the two bodies of work weren't working, being shown together, is that what
they were going to be?
Yes, but didn't work for you visually.
I couldn't resolve enough of the problems that existed in the body of work that was to be more. To have more color in it
mm-hmm.
in time, and I felt like I was out of time.
Right.
And so I thought, I'll just make it an exhibition about larger perforated vessels.
Right, and these were meant to be perforated vessels, but with color as well.
No.
Oh, okay, so
no,
just
larger colored
vessels.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, not even vessels. Yeah, object-oriented things.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I thought so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, I've made vessels for so long.
Right,
and I've kind of just, what happens when you make something for a long period of time, you can go to any number of people that have done it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, you fine-tune it so much that you understand it so deeply, and you develop it so succinctly, that it becomes this thing that if you want to work in a different way, it takes time for you to bring the other work that you want to make up to the level of the work that you've been making.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
Right.
That's a good problem,
right.
actually. And
right.
so you can't just make anything you want and throw it out there
mm-hmm.
anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can make anything you want. You can't just throw it out there anytime you want. And so that was my problem, and I just didn't have enough time to resolve. Develop the language of the work
mm-hmm.
to the degree that other things.
Well, that show feels like such a profusion of the perforated vessels taken almost to the furthest extreme. The containers seem larger than most that I've seen before.
Oh,
they
yeah.
seem so densely filled
yeah.
with vessels. And then the appendages on the exterior of the vessels seem more profuse than any I've seen before.
Yeah, I think basically, in relationship to work like that, that's kind of what's left to me to just push it to
mm-hmm.
a further extreme. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't see any avenues. Other people might see avenues, that I could take to develop that work in completely different ways that I haven't developed it, but I don't see them except to become more. To see how far I can go,
mm-hmm.
to see what kinds of forms I can perforate, how many